Hello there, it's Si Smedley here from Oldham Chronicle with the latest in my music features. And today I'm at the very quaint Peveril of the Peak pub in central Manchester. And I've come to meet Dave and Martin from the Transmitters. So Tameside-based band, very mod-influenced. So firstly, thanks for coming down to see us, Dave, Martin.
You all right? Pleasure, Sean.
Yeah, good stuff, mate. So, Dave, the Transmitters have been going since 2014. How did you get together?
Watching a local band.
Right.
In a local... Well, in fact, it might have been Oldham.
Really?
Yeah. And Atherton, and, you know, up and down that neck of the woods.
That's Martin's neck of the woods, isn't it?
Yeah, and into Manchester. Yeah. We were... I got watching punk stroke mod bands that were playing jam tunes, because I absolutely love the jam.
Yeah.
And they were doing them well. The jam tunes they put into the set, they were doing them really well. And just bumped into Martin as a result of that.
Right. Okay. And you certainly, Martin, you've been in bands before, haven't you? You've been in a number of bands.
Yeah, I think... when I first saw the Sex Pistols, no, I'm only joking. I've been in bands since the early 90s with Danny, the drummer.
Right.
On and off over the years. And had a stint in covers bands. It's not really for me. I was looking at starting a fresh band, and this is the band that I started.
Your influences are quite clear. The Who, Small Faces, The Jam, Dr. Feelgood. I mean, are you mods from your younger days and stuff?
I was always a Jam fan.
Yeah.
And obviously Mum and Dad playing the Beatles.
Yeah.
Playing Slade.
Mm.
Good old-fashioned English rock, really.
Yeah.
And when Feelgood came onto the scene, probably had the same effect as it did on Paul Weller.
Mm.
Once he'd seen them with his mum at Guildford, that was it. The band took a new direction.
Yeah.
For the jam that you know of today, really, 74, 75. And for me, I just loved and wanted to be in a band, but never did.
Yeah.
Just I thought a 22-year-old lad with wearing glasses, which I was by then, well, I couldn't play an instrument, so I wasn't going to be fronting a band wearing glasses.
Was it quite a chance meeting with the other lads? You hadn't been in a band before?
Never.
And this was only 3 years ago.
But what I always have done, Sam, is a bit like yourself. I've always been out watching bands live.
Mm,
you know, if I can get out twice a week, especially when the band, you know, if we've not got a gig on a Friday or a Saturday something, you'll see me out and about.
Mm.
Stood at the back often, and I'll watch and support a live band and, you know, clap.
Yeah.
Sometimes I don't like what I see.
Yeah.
But there might be one tune in their set of 15 numbers. You think, wow, that was worth coming out for tonight.
Mm.
Because without coming out live at weekends, you know, number one, venues can't continue to open, but bands haven't got anywhere to play.
Yeah. Since you started, you've played a number of gigs.
We must be at 50, 60 gigs now, easily.
I mean, you've managed to build up quite a nice little following as well. I mean, you've got a lot of followers on the old Facebook and that, and you know, you get a good turnout at gigs. I mean,
I think the thing with Facebook is it represents our entire following, which unfortunately a lot of our fans are all over the world and they're never going to see us. We've got Canada, we've got Russia,
right.
We've got different areas in Europe, and you know, so when you think about all them, take them out of the equation, it's not as many as we'd like.
Mm.
So if you want to follow us, like us on Facebook.
Yeah.
But we do have a lot of people. I mean, the amount of times people say, when are you playing Scotland? When are you playing, when are you coming back down south? When are you at Newcastle? Well, we will do.
Yeah.
All in good time. Just be patient.
Yeah. Why do you think there's such an appeal? I mean, you know, obviously, I guess you want to blow your own trumpets a little bit, but what is it about the Transmitters that's...
I think
it's a feeling, do you think?
The thing is, with music in general, mod is the definitive style of music. It's lasted from day one right up to today. It's, you know, through different variations and it's evolved and what have you, but it's still mod music, and people love it. They might say they don't, they might go, oh, mod, what a lot of rubbish. No, they love it because they don't realise all these other bands that are influenced by mod. Now, we are a mod band, yeah, we are. We don't deny it. However, we've got the ability to go, do you know what, let's just rock it up a little bit. Do you know what, let's just tone it down a little bit. but all our songs, you know it's us straight away.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah.
And we're just the best band around.
We entertain an audience as well.
Yeah.
If we don't enjoy it on stage, and it's I don't think there's ever been a gig when we felt that way.
Mm.
The minute we walk on, we want people to come out to get to be entertained, especially when they're buying a ticket as well.
Mm.
And that's where we got some of our support slots, early support slots, with people like From the Jam, The Beat, Doctor and the Medics, a classic one, Clive Jackson, you know, The Chords, UK.
Yeah.
Lots of bands that we've done support slots with, and it's no embarrassment to look out into the audience and see people wearing our t-shirts as well.
Yeah.
But what we do, you as a support band, you get 30 minutes on average if you're lucky, and you're not supposed to do any covers.
Mm.
So you're kind of forced to get on with doing your stuff, but we communicate with the audience, we talk to them.
Yeah.
In between songs, and so many bands don't do that.
Yeah.
So when you see the Transmitters play between us on stage as well, you know, we don't just stand behind the mic. It's entertainment.
Yeah, you release your EP recently, Out on the Street, which has done quite well, I'm guessing.
Sold out the first batch, had to go and get another batch.
What have the Transmitters got coming up then, sort of this year?
I think we made a mistake, really, with Out on the Street, because there's so many good songs. I mean, it's four tracks, but they all could have been singles on their own.
Mm-hmm.
And I wouldn't say we had a fallout or a dispute, but Dave's still kicking himself a little bit, thinking, do you know what, we could have kept that track this time. Watch this space.
Yeah.
But we've got a single, did a video, didn't we, at the weekend, which we're in the process of editing.
Right.
For, is it a March release?
Right.
Yeah. Dave?
Can you give us a flavour of where it might have been filmed?
No.
Or? No, top secret, is it?
Right, the single is Weird Place. That's all you need to know. We filmed it in a weird place, did we, Dave?
It's got the actual single's called Weird Place.
Yeah, and it's got an OL postcode where we...
Oh, fantastic.
I think we might run a competition.
Well. Yeah.
Yeah.
You're not allowed to use Google Earth.
Yeah, yeah.
But you tell us where we filmed it.
What about gigs? Where can the punters come and watch the Transmitters in the coming months?
Well, we've been talking to a couple of venues in Oldham and the surrounding area, because we're just conscious that side of Greater Manchester, if you like, there are a number of venues that like to put on live music.
Mm.
And we played the Echo Arena to nearly 4,000 people a few months ago. They weren't 4,000 of our fans, but they were mods and on the back of the Jam exhibition.
Yeah.
But that doesn't mean that we won't play locally where there's 80 in a crowd.
Mm.
You know, those intimate gigs, we love those.
Yeah,
you see the whites of their eyes and some of the banter you get with the crowd.
Yeah.
It's fantastic.
Yeah.
We've got UK gigs lined up at the moment. We're playing Wrexham.
Yeah.
We're playing, we will be playing Oldham soon. Date to be advised. We're playing Manchester. We've got Leeds. We've got London. We've got Woking again. The Woking crowd love us down there.
Yeah, yeah.
There's a band in Scotland that we like. They've contacted and want us to play on a couple of gigs with them up there.
Mm.
The North East, we've got Hartlepool March of the Mods coming up.
Yes.
We've supported March of the Mods now. Since we started, we've played every year at one of the gigs,
What happened with March of the Mods? This is one of the things with Dave joining the band. I had a band that evolved into the Transmitters. I was singing, looking for a singer, because I didn't want to sing. I can't sing. Dave came, he drove up himself and sang a couple of songs. And we're like, Dave, you've got to sing, you've got to be our singer.
And
that's how we eventually morphed into the Transmitters.
Right.
You know, so
One of the March of the Mods shows was one of your first gigs, was it?
Yeah, it was actually. The Drawls did one, wasn't it? Portal Mouse Amelia gig. And that followed, we've done Chester.
Yeah.
But we like to spread it around. We don't necessarily like to go back to the same venue we've played twice already. It's nice as a band to get yourself out and about.
Yeah.
Wigan coming up.
Yeah.
We played at Hindley not too long ago. Retro.
Yeah. I've seen that on Facebook.
Cracking gig that was.
Yeah.
Bolton.
Yeah.
Hennigan's have got us on it.
Yeah.
In Bolton.
Yeah.
In May.
Good. Well, obviously.
So there's a good.
Yeah.
There's at least 20 gigs already firmed up, but we want to double that this year at least.
Yeah. Good, well, hopefully one or two of those will be in Oldham. We'll have to leave it there now, fellas, so obviously we'll catch up again perhaps in the spring or the summer, and check out the transmitters on Facebook, etc. Cheers, fellas.
Nice one. Pleasure, Si.